20. Nava idam rajarshivarya chitram bhavat sukrishnam savanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam sadyo juhur bhagvat parshva kamaha nava idam rajarshivarya chitram bhavat sukrishnam samanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam sadyo jahur bhagavat parshvakamaha nava idam rajarshivarya chitram bhavat sukrishnam samanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam sadyo jahur bhagavat parshvakama nava idam rajarshivarya chitram bhavat sukrishnam samanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam sadyo jahur bhagavat parshakama Sukrishnam samanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam sadyo jahur bhagavat parshakamaha. Mataji, nava idam rajarshivarya chitram bhavat sukrishnam samanu vrateshu ye dhyasanam rajakirita jushtam tadyo jahur bhagvat parshakamaha. Word by word meaning: na, neither; va, like this; idam, this; rajarshi, saintly king; varya, the chief; chitram, astonishing; bhavatsu, unto all of you; krishnam, Lord Krishna; samanu vrateshu, unto those who are strictly in the line of ye, who, adhyasanam, seated on the throne, rajakirita, helmets of kings, jushtam, decorated, sadyaha, immediately, jahu, gave up, bhagavat, the personality of Godhead, parshvakamaha, desiring to achieve association. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. The sages said, O chief of all the saintly kings of the Pandu dynasty, who are strictly in the line of Lord Shri Krishna, it is not at all astonishing that you give up your throne, which is decorated with the helmets of many kings, to achieve eternal association with the personality of Godhead. Purport. Foolish politicians who hold political administrative posts think that the temporary posts they occupy are the highest material gain of life, and therefore they stick to those posts even up to the last moment of life, without knowing that achievement of liberation as one of the associates of the Lord in His eternal abode is the highest gain of life. The human life is meant for achieving this end. The Lord has assured us in the Bhagavad Gita many times that going back to Godhead, His eternal abode, is the highest achievement. Prahlad Maharaj, while praying to Lord Narasimha, said, it's a very beautiful prayer, everyone please pay attention. Prahlad Maharaj, while praying to Lord Narasimha, said, O my Lord, I am very much afraid of the materialistic way of life, and I am not the least afraid of your present ghastly, ferocious feature as Narasimhadev. Listen to this. This materialistic way of life is something like a grinding stone, and we are being crushed by it. We have fallen into this horrible whirlpool of the tossing waves of life. And thus, my Lord, I pray at your lotus feet to call me back to your eternal abode as one of your servitors. This is the summit liberation of the materialistic way of life. I have very bitter experience of the materialistic way of life. In whichever species I have taken birth, compelled by the force of my own activities, I have very painfully experienced two things, namely separation from my beloved and meeting with what is not wanted. And to counteract them, the remedies which I undertook were more dangerous than the disease itself. So I drift from one point to another, birth after birth, and I pray to you, therefore, to give me a shelter at your lotus feet. The Pandava kings, who are more than many saints of the world, knew the bitter results of the materialistic way of life. They were never captivated by the glare of the imperial throne they occupied, and they sought always the opportunity of being called by the Lord to associate with Him eternally. Maharaj Parikshit was the worthy grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir gave up the imperial throne to his grandson. And similarly, Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthir, gave up the imperial throne to his son Janmejaya. That is the way of all the kings in the dynasty, because they are strictly in the line of Lord Krishna. Thus, the devotees of Lord are never enchanted by the glare of materialistic life, and they live impartially, unattached to the objects of the false, illusory, materialistic way of life. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyashta Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishnaya ಸಹಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ Hare Krishna. The sages said, O chief of all the saintly kings of the Pandu dynasty, who are strictly in the line of Lord Shri Krishna, it is not at all astonishing that you give up your throne, which is decorated with the helmets of many kings, to achieve eternal association with the personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So warm welcome to the devotees who have joined today for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and all those who are listening online to my father. I beg blessings for everybody before I start speaking on this. This is actually, such a wonderful verse. In the lead up to this verse, the first 20 verses of this chapter, basically it is about Parikshit Maharaj. After he received the curse, how did he respond? What did he do? He comes to the banks of the Ganges and he decides to fast unto death and surrender his life to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And the sages come from all over the universe, because he's been cursed to die in 7 days due to the curse of Sringi, but he's very happy. He is not disturbed that he is going to die in 7 days. He is very happy. And that is what, is being spoken by these sages here. He leaves his kingdom to the, to his son Janmejaya, leaves for the banks of Ganges and sits there. And there rishis from all over the universe have come there. They have assembled basically to encourage him in his final journey. And here in this verse is so wonderful, actually. The translation, the verse itself, what the sages are saying itself is wonderful. And the purport is full of gems that Srila Prabhupada has very generously, he has just, thrown many gems into this. But I'll be able to take only one or two and just talk about them, because there's so many things, so many beautiful points that Prabhupada has made in this purport. One of the things that he's quoted this prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. I don't know where it comes from, but suddenly he has quoted this prayer, and this prayer is so powerful. I wish I could speak on that, but then it will be kind of nahi ho payega. So therefore I thought I'll just speak on the particular theme which is mentioned in the translation. It is not astonishing that you give up your throne, which is decorated with the helmets of many kings. So I'll try and speak about this. The main theme that Srila Prabhupada makes in this purport, he speaks about the temporary nature of this material world. So and our position in this temporary material world, many of us, we are living our lives with so much enthusiasm, with so much passion and so much, so many things we are doing. But we don't realize that the place where we are living, the throne where we see ourselves sitting, it is all very, very temporary. You know, one brahmachari had once told this beautiful analogy that there was this man who was living in a house. Okay, nice house he was living in. And it was a rented house. Bhade ka ghar. You know, in Bombay, very difficult to get buy your own house. Bhade ka ghar mili jata hai. So, bhade ke ghar mein, he was staying in a rented house. And in that rented house, suddenly the owner of the house comes. He's been living there for some time. Owner of the house comes and says, 1 month notice, you have to vacate the flat. So, now when he receives this notice, this tenant, what does he do? He immediately calls the painters. He says, please come, I want to paint the house. Then he calls for, you know, big people who will come and install nice music system, you know, with internal hidden wiring and all that. Ekdam achha music system and ghar ke sare, you know, lights, bulbs, fans, AC, sab change karna hai. You know, he is investing, decorating this house. And he's taking photos of himself in that house and he's putting it on Facebook, on Instagram and everything. Look at my house, how nice it looks. Right? Now what would we call such a person? 1 month you're going to be kicked out and you're decorating that house. What would you call such a person? Foolish. You would call such a person foolish. But that is exactly what we are doing day in and day out. We are living in a house which is on rent. It is given to us by material nature. Bhade ka ghar hai. Kitne samay tak rahenge, koi bol nahi sakta. Yes, we may say that, but I have not yet received my notice. I can live no comfortably. I can make this house nice. Nobody is saying don't make the house nice. But if all the focus is on the house and nothing is on your own self, then it is a waste of time. But that is what the whole world is doing. Everyone is attached to their homes. Everyone is attached to their careers. Everyone is attached to their families. Everyone is attached to their positions. Even within ISKCON, what positions we have been given, very much attached to those things. What are all these positions and things that we are talking about? They are the throne that is being spoken about over here. And these sadhus have assembled. They are saying that for Parikshit Maharaj, it is not astonishing that he is so happily leaving his throne and going and staying in the Ganges to give up his body. It is not astonishing at all, you know, that Parikshit is doing this. What does that mean? For us, it is astonishing. Because if we are asked to give up our throne, our family, our job, our bank balance. Suppose someone tells you, just think about it. Okay, suppose we are retired. Retired or near retiring. Achha, you know, you built a nice corpus, you know, nice money and everything you have collected over the years that you have worked. So someone tells you, Prabhu, enough now. Mataji, enough. You have worked enough. Now you should retire and fully surrender to Krishna. Alright, so first what we'll do, we'll go and check our balance. Bank balance is there, no, properly? Okay. Then I can retire, no problem. You know, my bank balance will take care of me till I leave my body. And then the person, after you leave your job, the person comes and tells you, Nene, you have to give up your bank balance also. You just live at the mercy of the Lord, fully surrender to Krishna. Will we be able to do that? What do we say? Very difficult, no? That, okay, I'll surrender to Krishna, but my bank balance is there to protect me. We are still depending on our bank balance. We are still attached to Gaddi, our throne. We don't want to give it up. So, let us discuss about that, you know, what is this attachment that we have to our position, to our, you know, our role in society, our, you know, possessions in society, and what we think we are very great. You know, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj had once told a story. He says, in the early days, I was a temple commander of a temple in Los Angeles called La Cienega Temple. So, Srila Prabhupada called him one day and he just randomly, nothing had happened. Prabhupada just called Tamal Krishna Maharaj that please come here. And he said, please bring first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and come here. So he went and brought, you know, first canto like this. So Prabhupada showed him on the first canto, you know, that all these universes. He said that, do you see this spiritual sky over here? He said, it is very big. Very, very big. You cannot fathom how big it is. And 3/4 of Krishna's creation is this spiritual sky. And 1/4 is the material creation. Then he says that this material creation also has innumerable universes. Amongst these innumerable universes, one is the universe where we are living. Okay. And in this universe, in this universe, one planet Earth is there. One small, very, and Earth is counted one of the smaller planets. On this Earth, there are 7 continents. Out of these seven continents, there is one North America. In that North America, there is one city called Los Angeles. In that Los Angeles, there is one lane called La Cienega. In that La Cienega lane, there is one church building which is now a temple. And in that, which is a Hare Krishna temple, and that one Hare Krishna temple, there is one great, one Tamal Krishna. And he thinks he is very important. Right? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said that, you know, after Prabhupada said this, it was like, you know, I felt so small. You know, Prabhupada ensured, because, you know, sometimes the guru, that is the role of the guru, that, you know, if we become very puffed up or anything like that, we start feeling we're very important. Then the guru, you know, very nicely shows us, very sweetly. Prabhupada didn't say that you are proud, but he showed that in the grand scheme of things, how insignificant we are all, you know. So we should understand, we know, theoretically we all know this. See, this story is not that you heard the first time. All of you would have heard it before also. But hum sunte hai, we hear it and we take from one ear and we remove from the other. Ki ha, nice story. I'll also relate this story sometime in one lecture. You know, we think like that. But we don't realize that actually this is applicable for us. May not be so much applicable for Tamal Krishna Maharaj because he's a humble person. But we are so proud. Well, as they say, beggar is proud of his penny. Ek jo damdi pada hai uske paas, uska bhi bahut guru rahe. Mere paas hai, I have money. So we become very proud. So Prabhupada is making this point over here that in the purport, powerful point is that these politicians, they don't want to give up their post till they die. But it is, you know, for anyone in this material world to give up their position like this and just leave, you know, it is astonishing. But then why sadhus say it is not at all astonishing? They are saying, in the translation is mentioned, it is not at all astonishing. Why? Because it is Parikshit Maharaj. Because it is a pure devotee that is being spoken about. This pure devotee, for him to do such a thing, they're not surprised at all. Huh? It's a normal hai, you know, like that. So if you see the great politicians, you know, since Prabhupada is talking about politicians, the great politicians of yore in the past, you know, now we don't see very great politicians, very rare to see. But if you see the politicians of the past, the great ones, we think about them that while lot of current politicians will keep on, you know, evoking their name. They'll keep on evoking their name. They'll keep on talking about their principles and everything. Do you observe that while we may admire them, we may appreciate what they have done, but we can't relate to them? Have you observed that? That, you know, you may hear about a Sardar Vallabhai Patel. Okay, and Iron Man of India, we studied in our history textbook, Iron Man of India. And he, you know, united all the princely states, there were some 100+, very large number of princely states all over India. He united all of them into states under the federal rule of Indian government. Amazing, what an amazing achievement. He should have been the first prime minister, he didn't become, due to whatever political intrigues. But interestingly, for a person who has done so much, Are we able to relate to him? Do we feel love for him? Very difficult. You may love your current Prime Minister, Modi, you know, who is going to US and, you know, वहाँ पे सब लोग ताली बजा रहे हैं. Every time he talks, people are clapping for him and this and that. You may be able to relate to the current Prime Minister for some time. But previous politicians who have done so much more, we can't relate to them. Very soon, they will be forgotten. Vallabhai Patel, difficult to forget because now they have made a very big monument in his name. Right? Which is a good thing because contribution was there. So therefore, so that we don't forget his contribution, someone has done that. But we forget. Who remembers? Who was the first president of India? Anyone remembers? First president of India? Rajendra Prasad. What was his contribution? Other than he was first president of India, does anyone know? It's gone. It's gone. He must have been something great, no? To be nominated as first president of India. It's gone. No one remembers. First Governor General of India, C. Rajagopalachari. Right? I think so. Gone. Forgotten. Right? And this is the nature of the world that we are not able to even remember what these people did. We don't even know what they did. They are forgotten because of the influence of time. Current politicians need to understand. There's a very poetic way of putting it here that the sadhus are saying that the throne which is decorated with the crowns of many kings before you. So it is like there is a throne and it is decorated with crowns of who? Oh, before you there was Yudhishthir. Before him there was Dhritarashtra. Before him there was Pandu. Before him there was Vichitravirya. Before Vichitravirya there was Shantanu. Many great kings, you know, who were at that time when they were king of the entire earth planet. Powerful kings. So it's like all their thrones are attached here. You know, piche thrones laga ke rakha hai. Like a guchha of thrones, you know, connected to that, a guchha of crowns connected to that throne. So the person who is sitting on the throne should be aware of the contribution of the previous kings, jinka crown ye throne ko attached hai. Because without that contribution, this throne would not exist. You know, if a politician today who is, let's say, you know, some legislator or some MLA or MP, you know, or some chief minister, prime minister, however important they may be, however wonderful contribution they may be making, they should never forget the seat I am sitting on, there were greater people sitting on it before. They have contributed to making this seat. Ye seat unhone banaya hai. वो कभी भूलना नहीं चाहिए बट वी फॉरगेट वी फील बिकॉज वी आर सो कॉट अप इन आवर सेल्व्स एंड आवर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन आवर करियर आवर प्लेस इन द एनल्स ऑफ हिस्ट्री वी आर सो कॉट अप इन दीज थिंग्स दैट वी फॉरगेट दैट द सीट वेयर वी आर सिटिंग वॉज बिल्ट बाय समबडी एल्स एंड दे हैव ऑल्सो बीन फॉरगॉटन यू नो वो भूल गए सब लोग उनको एंड प्रभुपाद मेक्स दिस पॉइंट that many kings or many politicians, they hold on to their post. What is the attachment that is there, right? That they are unable to give up this post till they die, you know. And Prabhupada has seen this. Therefore, he says, in recent times, we have also seen, you know, the Queen of England. Till she died, she was Queen of England. She died at what age? She was like 100 or something, right? I don't know. Whatever age. So till she died, she was the Queen of England. She didn't let go. Becha, you know, her son, you know, son is 70, 75 years old, waiting, you know, and she didn't let go till the last day. And this is the state of, you know, people who are in positions of power. Because they're getting that feeling of power and position and the prestige that that feeling of power and position gives, they're unable to give it up. You know, kitna bhi ho jaye, whatever happens, we should think about this for a moment. You know, how attached we are to our particular positions in society. I am topper of my class. I am topper of my class. I will never give up that position. I will always be topper. Okay? I am a counselor. I will never give up that position. I am a preacher. Ye ilaka. Yahan pe koi aur aake preaching mat karo. Kya? Mera idhar preaching chal raha hai. Idhar koi mat aana. So we become so possessive, we become so obsessed with the position we have. So we also like these kings and politicians. We should not feel ki hamara nahi ye to wo kings politician ka baat chal raha hai. No, ye hamara bhi baat chal raha hai. We also have our own thrones. You know, we have our thrones in our jobs. In our job, I feel I am general manager, vice president, CEO. It is like a gaddi only. It's like a throne, you know. We are sitting. Now we have to remember, sometimes we become proud, you know, that I am making some contribution. I am doing something amazing. Mai jo kar raha hai na, kisi ne nahi kiya hai. The way I am writing code, so brilliantly I have written code. You know, in little code, such a wonderful big program is running. We become proud of that. But we have to understand that that throne of that software I have written, वो software का language किसने बनाया है? किसी और ने बनाया है. Software कैसे लिखते हैं? Algorithm कैसे बनता है? वो किसी और ने बनाया है. Mathematics किसी और ने बनाया है. Logic किसी और ने बनाया है. So what is it that we can actually be proud of? Someone else has contributed to what you are doing. You may have just assembled everything very nicely and come up with something brilliant. But someone else has contributed and that person has been forgotten. So why should we really take our post, our position so seriously and be so attached? What sense does it make? You know, knowing fully well that what we are trying to enjoy, this position we are trying to enjoy, this prestige that we are trying to enjoy is really not ours. You know, when in ISKCON, for example, we say, you know, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Iska matlab kya hai? We say it every day after Prem Dhwani, we say, you know, end mein, all glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. What does this mean? It means all glories to them, no glories for yourself. Whatever you are doing is their glory. We are just basking in the reflected glory of the Supreme Lord, Srila Gurudev and Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who has given us this wonderful parampara. So, we can't take glory in it. And we should know also that very soon we will be replaced. We are not going to be in this position forever, no. You know, I remember that way back in 2009, we were in Mayapur Yatra. And in Mayapur Yatra, one of my colleagues called me and told me that the CEO of our company has passed away. And I was shocked because he was just 41 years old. And he was like a mentor to me in that company. You know, he was personally, you know, kind of mentoring me in my job. I was devastated. I was shocked. Baap re, kya baat kar raha hai? Really? He said, yeah, aise cheez mein koi mazak karta hai kya boss? He's really passed away. So then, you know, I went back after the yatra. I went back. We went to his memorial at his house. And after the memorial was over, this was like on a weekend, I think. It was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, something like that. On Monday, we went back to our jobs. For 2-3 days, people were talking about him. Arey yaar, Ranjan was a great guy. Ranjan was a great guy. New boss had already arrived. Within 1 week, there was no talk about Ranjan gone forever. He is only consigned to memories which come up once in a way. Aisa kabhi kabar uska naam aata hai. And when he was there, people couldn't stop gushing about him because he was a genius. Actual, matlab jo real high IQ person who can talk about you know, about business, about nuclear science, who can talk about rockets, who can talk about filmmaking, who can talk about philosophy, sports, any topic with the same level of depth. Genius. Matlab karodon mein ek vyakti. So people couldn't stop gushing about him when he was there. But he was gone. Gone. 1 week, no one talks about him. So it was a very stark, you know, realization that this is our position. We feel we are important. We can be replaced like this. Within a day or two, you are replaced. In fact, people are already plotting. You know, in corporates, this happens very often. I have seen this many times now. That earlier, at least, they used to have the courtesy that they would tell a person that it's not working out. You are no longer needed. Okay? So, you start looking out for job. And then they start looking for replacement. And for 2-3 months that person is there. In the meantime, you know, new person comes. They sometimes barely meet each other, you know, because bande ko aane ko time lagta hai, bande ko jaane ko time lagta hai. They barely meet each other. But there was some courtesy, some, you know, some respect was there. Now, what they do is, first they hire the replacement. And then they tell the person, you are no longer needed. Please give your ID card, please give your laptop. And go home. We will pay your notice period ka jo bhi amount hai, aapko de denge. This is how it happens today. And we are so attached to our position, our job. Look what I am doing. See how I am contributing. I was the top performer last year. We become so proud. We become blind. We forget that that position can be taken away like this. You know, very quickly. So then why should we take it so seriously? You know, why should we hold on to our thrones? Our designations. As devotees also, we have our own thrones. We hold on to these thrones. We hold on to these designations. These services. Sometimes we have a service. And we don't give it up. We just don't give it up till the end of our life. As though nobody else can do this service like I can. Mere jaisa service koi nahi kar sakta hai. We are not willing to give it up at all. And if we see that someone else is come who is doing the service as well as I can, what happens? We immediately become insecure. We feel, arre, if this person speaks as well as I do, next time say they may ask him to speak. So even if I am not well, I am not in a position to go and give a lecture. I will still go and give lecture. Because usko chance diya to, log ko samajh jayega ki ye to ye bhi achha baat karta hai. He speaks so nicely. You know, this person does as good kirtan as I do. Hurry, I must not give him a chance only. I must go every time. So we become very attached. We try to block. We become envious of devotees. Because we feel ki my position is in threat. But what we fail to understand as Vaishnavas is really that we are not meant to be, you know, we say we are Das, Das, Anu, Das, but we are not Das, we are not preacher Das, we are not singer Das, we are not garland Das or Dasi, you know, we are not, there is no specific role that is attached to our Das designation. The only thing is we are servant of servant, and whatever service comes or doesn't come, we should not get, you know, very disturbed. Arre, this month they didn't call me to give Bhagavatam class. Arre, aisa kaisa, mere ko bulana chahiye, maine tum naam diya tha, they didn't call me. No point, you know, because we have to understand if you actually accept that you are servant. See, it's one thing to say that Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das, Dasanu, 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 Das. Many times you may say, but to accept even one Das out of that, Das, Dasanu, Das, may say, ek Das ko accept karna bhi bahut kathin hai. It's very difficult to accept that we are servant. Theoretically, we all accept. In reality, it's tough. So the real purpose of all this activity we are doing Even the services that we are doing in ISKCON, the real purpose of that is what? To develop this service attitude. Das, dasanu das. And to develop love for God. So, if all our service, whatever we are doing, is only making us proud, is only making us attached to our position, is only making us envious when someone else is looking at that position, or you feel, perceive that someone else is eyeing my position. If that is all that is coming out of all the services that we are doing within ISKCON, there is something seriously wrong with what we are doing. We have to question our intent. We have to question that, why am I doing what am I doing? Whatever I am doing in bhakti, whether it is chanting, whether it is doing deity worship, whether it is preaching, whether it is distributing books, whether it is being in temple management, whether it is being in congregation management, whatever roles we may be having, we have to be very careful that we are not getting too caught up in that role, because that role is going to be taken away. It's a matter of time. And very soon people will forget what contribution you made. Oh, this person was such a wonderful preacher. Forgotten. With the influence of time, we will be forgotten. That is why these sadhus are actually glorifying Parikshit Maharaj, right? Because Parikshit Maharaj so easily gave up his throne. Why? Why he gave up his throne? Not because he was cursed. Like Prabhupada is saying, many people, they are cursed to die. They know they are going to die, but they still don't give up the throne. Why Parikshit Maharaj was so easily able to give it up? Because he was attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. And they say, like the illustrious predecessors, the people who came before Parikshit Maharaj, the Pandavas, the descendants of Pandu, all of them have the same characteristic, that for the pleasure of Krishna, they are willing to give up any kingdom. Unko kingdom is not important. It is not important for them. They are willing to give it up. Like you see, the Pandavas, Yudhishthir, how many times the kingdom came like this and was taken away? Was he agitated? Not once. Not once was he agitated. When they came back from the forest first time as youngsters, they should have been immediately told that, yeah, your father was the king and you are the eldest. This is now. But they were never given that. They were never made to feel comfortable. So that uncomfortable feel karke tum chhodke chale jao. That is the year that was given to them. Vibe, so to say. But they tolerated. Because their focus is not on the gaddi. Their focus is on the service. Their focus is on, how can I serve Krishna? How will the Lord be pleased if I behave at this moment? How should I behave in this particular circumstance that the Lord will be pleased? Like what Gaurang Prabhu always says, that we cannot control our circumstances, can we? Circumstances come upon us anyway. Hum kuch nahi kar sakte. Then what is in our control? I can't control circumstance. I can't control how my neighbors, my family, my friends, my colleagues, how they will behave with me in this circumstance. Can I control? I can't control. Can't control circumstance, can't control surroundings. Then what can I control? My response to that circumstance. My consciousness is all I can try to control. Nothing else is in our control, right? So these Pandavas, so many times they give up their kingdom. They are not attached to the kingdom. They are only attached to Krishna. They are asked to go by an unfair gambling match. They go away. Okay, this is the Lord's will, what to do? They go away. They come back, they fight, they get the kingdom back. After they get the kingdom, within 36 years, Krishna leaves, they also leave. So, their connection is not with the kingdom or the throne or the glare that, immense glory that comes with it. They are not attached to that. They are only attached to Krishna. There is a beautiful story that, I heard Balram Shakti Prabhu had told this story. that when Yudhishthir was ruling as the king, you know, few years had passed and Krishna is in Dwarka. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he starts discussing, this is there in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he starts discussing with his ministers, we should do something to somehow bring Krishna here. We should do something. So they are saying, what we can do? We can send a message that please come. He may not come. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is saying, let us send a message to Krishna in Dwarka that we are being attacked. We are being attacked by all our enemies. Please come and save us. Kuch bhi message bhejo, send any message to Krishna so that somehow he will come here. Somehow we will have his association. Right? Now who is saying this? Dharmaraj Yudhishthir, who is always known for telling the truth. He says, to hell with his telling truth. I am not interested in being truthful. I want Krishna, that's all. So he is willing to tell lies also, send false message to Krishna. Somehow Krishna should come here. This is the ek, you know, ekeha kurunandana. They are just so focused on Krishna. That moment Krishna is out of the equation, they are not interested in anything else. The moment they got the news, you know, Yudhishthira comes to know that, you know, Arjuna comes and confirms that yes, Krishna has left. Immediately, without any further, no song and dance, immediately they install Parikshit Maharaj on the throne and they just leave. Aisa nahi ki kuch ek send-off party ho jaye, you know, retirement ka party ho jaye, kuch nahi. They just get up and leave. Right? So these sadhus are saying, therefore, like your illustrious predecessors, it's not astonishing that you also, moment you came to know you are going to die, immediately you just got up and left. You didn't wait for a moment. And he's saying, the translation says, O chief of all the saintly kings of the Pandu dynasty. He's saying that amongst all these kings, chief, they're saying that your giving up your kingdom is, you're the greatest, you're really wonderful. So they're glorifying him like this. So, that because he was so easily able to give up his throne. Now how is this even possible? ये थियोरेटिकली सुनने को बहुत अच्छा लगता है. वी फील नाइस टू हियर दैट यू नो दैट सम ग्रेट डिवोटी वाज एबल टू लीव हिज फैमिली किंगडम एंड जस्ट सरेंडर फुल्ली टू कृष्णा विदाउट अ मोमेंट्स यू नो भरत महाराज चित्रकेतु दिस ग्रेट डिवोटीज वी हियर अबाउट इन श्रीमद् भागवतम दे वर एबल टू जस्ट गिव इट अप एवरीथिंग इन अ मोमेंट. हाउ इज दिस इवन पॉसिबल? Theoretically, at least. I mean, for us, we should understand, no? Ki we also will come to a point when we will also have to give up everything, right? So this can only happen when someone has worked all their life exclusively for pleasure of Krishna. No personal agenda. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi yad, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, tad kurushva. Madarpanam. They have been working like this. Yad Karoshi, whatever they do it for Krishna. Yad Asnasi, whatever they eat, whatever clothes they wear, whatever throne they accept, whatever position they accept, whatever service they accept. Madarpanam. Everything is dedicated to Krishna. Because of this, years and years of serving like this for the pleasure of Shri Radha Gopinath, therefore, attachment builds, asakti comes, we get purified, asakti comes, attachment. If that attachment is there, all your life you have been working for the pleasure of Krishna and you have somehow got the greatest gift of attachment to Krishna. It's a great gift. It doesn't come on its own. We have to really strive for it. We have to really want that. Then we get it. If we get that attachment, then what is death? Death is nothing. It is just like letting go. You know, we have to perform so many materialistic duties in the world. Sometimes we are not happy to do these duties. It's not a happy situation, no, to be a student, to work in a corporate, to run your own business. Even to serve in the temple full time is not exactly easy. It is very difficult. You have to, so many sacrifices have to be made, so many compromises you have to make, so many times you have to swallow our own ego. You know, the teacher will insult you, your boss will insult you, your godmother will insult you. Anything can happen, right? But still we have to just, you know, we have to do these services because we are trying to develop that love for Krishna. But if someone comes and tells you, you know, like we have an example in our temple, we have seen like His Grace Toka Krishna Prabhu, who was a brahmachari, then he got married and then very quickly was afflicted with cancer and had to, you know, he left his body. But when he left his body, he left in full blissful with no attachment. He understood that, over, my life is over. Here is my opportunity to now associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the spiritual world directly. I will now, till now I was having association of Radha Gopinath, having association of devotees, but I was also involved in so many activities of the material world. Now no longer material world, only the blissful, eternal blissful association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in the spiritual world. So only when someone has lived like this, then they can die like this. Then it is not astonishing that they gave up their body. They were so happy when they gave up their body. Like we hear sometimes, you know, even in ISKCON, we have heard of devotees, that someone went to meet a devotee who is in his final stages, about to give up his body, terminal cancer or something like that. They went there to offer, you know, consolation and to offer strength. Let me go and encourage this person. But when they went and met that devotee, they came out feeling encouraged. They came out feeling ki, arre, this person is so great, fully surrendered. That strength of character, that strength of faith in the Lord, you know, that anticipation they have, that, it's okay, if this pain is there, that's okay, it's okay. Because now, very soon, I have an opportunity to serve the Lord, right? So that consciousness is astonishing if we are in materialistic consciousness. But if we are not, then we can understand, yes, there is an attachment. Therefore, Prabhupada says that the devotees of the Lord, he ends the purport with this, the devotees of the Lord should never be enchanted by the materialistic, by the glare of materialistic life. Glare means what? Both light ka glare aata hai na. The materialistic life, there is a glare to it. Because you are given positions. Over a period of time, you win positions. In college, school, you become the class representative. In your job, you become first, you know, senior executive, manager, senior manager, general manager, senior general manager, VP, ED, MD, CMD. You know, you'll get, there will be a lot of glare. People will wear eyeglasses, you know, when they are with you. It's a goggles pen. Greatness chalak raha hai. This glare may be there, but the devotees are not distracted by the glare that the material world gives to others or gives to them also. We should simply increase our attachment to the holy name and the Lord and gradually prepare to let go of the thrones of our life. There are so many thrones that we are sitting on. We have to gradually let go of all those thrones, understanding that those thrones that we are sitting on, there are the crowns of many people before us who have contributed to that throne. I am just one insignificant person sitting on that particular throne for a particular period of time. Let go of it, don't be attached to it, and just surrender to the Supreme Lord. So we need to think about when will we give up our thrones. So that is what I would say are few of the lessons from this wonderful purport. And today is also the disappearance day of Vakreshwar Pandit. I'll just quickly, he was a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. So he actually saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing and dancing in Navadvip. And he was especially a beautiful kirtan singer, and especially he was a wonderful dancer. It is described that he was an incarnation of one of the Tungavidya Gopi. And there is a story about Devananda Pandit, who was a brilliant speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very good in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, attached to the Vyasasan. So he was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, and Srivas Thakur was a pure devotee of the Lord. When he was hearing Bhagavatam, because he was so attached to the Lord and the Lord's devotees, when he would hear Bhagavatam, he would go into ecstasy. And in ecstasy, sometimes he would cry, and you know, the disciples of Devanand Pandit would feel, ki, this is creating a disturbance, yaar. Gurudev ka lecture disturb ho raha hai. So they physically, you know, lifted Srivas Thakur and they were removing him from the assembly. And at that time, Devanand Pandit ideally should have stopped them. That no, he's a pure devotee, don't do like that. But he also had this pride. Meri gaddi, my throne, you know, I am giving lecture and it is getting disturbed by somebody, so it's not appropriate. Sahi kar rahe hai log, they should remove. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to know about this, he actually tells Devanand Pandit, you may give Bhagavatam for many lifetimes, you will never receive love of Krishna. The love of God had no bhakti, and he used to ignore him completely. But once what happened was, Vakreshwar Pandit, during Rath Yatra, we just had celebrated Rath Yatra. So during Rath Yatra, Vakreshwar Pandit was performing kirtan and he was dancing. And he was dancing in so much ecstasy that all the people were kind of surging in to meet him. That time, this Devanand Pandit, with his stick, he was trying to control the crowd so that Vakreshwar Pandit is able to dance properly. He was trying to control the crowd. If Vakreshwar Pandit was falling, he was trying to hold him, trying to protect Vakreshwar Pandit's body. So, Vakreshwar Pandit noticed this and he was so pleased with the service of Devanand Pandit that he blessed him. He said that, may you receive the pure love of Krishna. He blessed him. And because Vakreshwar Pandit blessed him, Lord Chaitanya, who had earlier said that he will never get bhakti for many, many lifetimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also blessed him. And a very interesting lesson we learn from this story, that it is not your scholarship of Srimad Bhagavatam that will get you the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It is this menial service, this service attitude that we have, that I have to serve the Vaishnavas, that is my only qualification, that I have the opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas, that's all. If we have this attitude, then we will receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today is also Hera Panchami. I'll end with this. Hera Panchami is the fifth day from the Rath Yatra. So it is described that when Lord Jagannath, when he is leaving the temple for going to Gundicha Mandir, where his aunt lives. So when he is going there, Lakshmi Devi, who is his wife, she stops him. Are you know, ja rahe ho, kabhi vapas aoge? When are you coming back? So Lord Jagannath, he replies, one day I'll come back. But then one day, 2 days, 3 days, it doesn't come only. So on the fifth day it is described that Lakshmi Devi, she travels to Gundicha on a palanquin. So this fifth day is Panchami, and she goes there to see Lord Jagannath. See is Hera. So therefore this day is called Hera Panchami. When Lakshmi Devi leaves the temple and goes to Gundicha to get darshan of her Supreme Lord, and she expresses her anger to the Lord in a song, and there is a song on this Hera Panchami also, and then she returns back. She returns back in anger only, and then Lord comes back and, you know, placates her. So that is the special day today, Hera Panchami and disappearance of Vakreshwar Pandit. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Hare. Thank you.